Thank you, Mr. McLean. Greetings and happy Sabbath to everyone. To know the difference between what is true and what is false is hard at times, and it's getting harder every day. If you watch any of the news lately, it's hard to know what is being reported as true, somewhat true, or completely false. When we read things on the internet, in a newspaper, or a magazine, how can you tell if it's true or false? It's hard to tell because many times the writer will reference somebody else's writing, and then they reference somebody else's writing, and by the time you chase it all down, you find out the original data that was used was false to start with, and everybody has built their case upon what that original person stated. We are having to spend more time and energy back-checking everything to see if it's true and false nowadays. For those who are on Facebook, Twitter, or one of the other web apps, many times you've seen someone post something and later find out it's not true. Maybe it's happened to us. Maybe we posted something and regretted it later when you think it's true, and as you did more research on it, you find out it's false. Over the past 4 years, we have come accustomed to a new term, fake news. It's now to the point that we expect almost everything that we hear in the news to be false. It's just changed the whole narrative of what we see and how we perceive things. Trying to figure out what is truth can be tiresome at times. All this fake stuff that is out there can wear us down to the point that we almost give up and we just kind of don't really care anymore because we don't know what's true, what's false, so we just kind of ignore it. And after a while, we can start letting things slip in. We let our guard down. Where inspired this sermonette is something I saw posted on Facebook by a church member, and then reading the responses of how people responded to what was posted. I won't go into details of what was posted, but I will say it was a study paper and a topic that had been approved by the Council of Elders. It was a paper written and backed up by many, many scriptures, and the viewpoint had been around for many years. What caught my attention was the comments and what people were saying about the study paper. And it wasn't like they were going after the scriptures. It was more like, I feel this, I feel that. It was all their feelings, but it wasn't really backed up with truth. When I read the comments, it brought to mind many scriptures of what God said we need to be watching out for. Yes, we all must be working on our own salvation and do things that we think is right, but, and this is a very big but, we have to work out our own salvation, do what we think is right based on the Word of God and what God says we have to do. It's not a matter of what we think, but it's what God says we have to do. We cannot change, modify, tweak the Word of God because we have allowed the viewpoints of this world we live in affect how we view different topics. In the responses I read, I could see what I could call a worldly slant or viewpoint to the responses implying to the Word of God. We must be on guard to make sure we do not allow worldly viewpoints come into how we understand Scriptures. We must use God's viewpoint and how we understand Scriptures by using the Holy Spirit to allow us to interpret what God has said. We know where the other spirit comes from that's not from God, of how the world views things. We see in John 8, verse 43 and 44, John 8, 43, 44, we see Christ saying here, "Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word." In verse 44 of John 8, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." The viewpoint of the world around us is going to get really crazy very fast. We know Satan walks around like a roaring lion and seeking who he may devour. We see this over in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. The closer it gets to the end time, the crazier and stronger his influence is going to be on the world. In Matthew 24, Christ warned us of what is to come. Matthew 24. We see in verse 11, is that Christ stated, many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. In verse 24, dropping down a little bit, Christ states, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. To me, this is scary, because we are the elect. And Christ is saying that we can be deceived easily if we're not careful. It reminds me also of what happened back in the 90s and other times where different people that were in leadership roles took the church in a different direction. And how many people followed? They didn't stay grounded to the truth. They allowed someone else's viewpoints to persuade them to do something different. We must be careful about not being able to discern truth from false feelings and false teachings. Because many times people will use the word feelings. I feel this, I feel that. But they don't base it on the truth. So what can we do about it? We must prepare ourselves to know how to discern. We must prepare ourselves to know how to discern. But how do we do this? First, we have to go to God and ask Him for His help. We have to go to God to ask Him for His help. We see this over in James 1, verses 5 and 6. James 1, verses 5 and 6. In verse 5, it starts off, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. We also see over in Psalms 119, verse 125, we see David going to God and asking for understanding. In verse 125, it states, I am your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. We must be like David and go to God and ask God to give us understanding that we may prepare ourselves to know how to discern, how to understand His testimonies so we can be sure of what the Word of God actually says and means. So point one, how do we prepare to discern? We must go to God and ask for wisdom, for understanding, so we can know how to discern. Point two, we must know the fundamental beliefs of the Bible. We must know the fundamentals of the Bible. When you look up the meaning of the word fundamental, it means a central or primary rule or principle on which something is based. The word fundamental applies to something that is a foundation without which an entire system or complex whole would collapse. So a fundamental is something that everything else is based on. And if you don't understand the fundamentals of something, it's hard to do anything else with that. A good place for us to start is making sure we understand the 20 fundamental beliefs of the Church of God. Our church has a booklet that lists our 20 fundamental beliefs. And this is just a starting point. But these 20 fundamentals will help ground us into knowing what God's Word actually says. I know for myself, whenever an issue comes up, and you're talking to people, and you're kind of, people's debating, well, should we do this, do that? I found if you go back just the fundamentals, how many times a question or debate can be answered just by the fundamentals, not even getting off into the nuances of what this scripture means or that scripture means, but just getting back to the fundamentals, the basics of what God teaches and what His plan is for all mankind, most of the time will answer almost any debate that anybody has out there. Before COVID happened, the teens were in the midst of going through a Bible study series where we were going through the fundamental beliefs. And because of COVID, we've had to stop that. But it was interesting to see the teens' viewpoint on different topics and to educate them of why they believe what they believe. Many times they know basically why. They really never really study the scriptures to understand exactly how this scripture applies to why we do what we do on a daily basis. So it was good going through that. And hopefully, at some point in the near future, we'll get back to these Bible study series with the teens to finish going through the rest of the fundamental beliefs of the church. So point two, how do we prepare to discern? We must know the fundamentals of the Bible. We must know what the Word of God says, which leads into point three. Test all things against the whole Bible. Test all things against the whole Bible. How many times have you heard someone get hung up on one verse and ignore the other 20 verses that clearly states what God's vision or what his thought process is on a scripture? God gave us a wonderful book. It contains laws, commandments, true life stories, parables, and letters to help us learn about and understand God's way of life and how he wants us to live. We need to become like the Bereans in Acts 17, verse 11, where it talks about them searching the scriptures daily to find out whether things they were being taught were true or not. Do we search the scriptures when an issue comes up, or do we go with what we feel the answer should be without seeing what God says the answer should be? In the coming weeks, months, and years, we need to be very careful in what we let into our lives. We need to consider what is written in Colossians 2, verse 8. Colossians 2, verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. We are in the world, but we have to be very careful not to become part of the world and start seeing things through the world's viewpoint and not God's viewpoint. So to wrap up point three, how do we prepare to discern? We must test all things against the whole Bible. If we do not prepare ourselves to be able to discern, in the very near future, when troubled times come, we may not be ready to stand firm for what we believe and know is true and right. We have to prepare now for what is coming very soon. We will be inundated with fake news like never before. New thoughts of way of thinking will be around us at all times. It may seem good and right until we compare it against the Word of God. Again, the three points, how do we prepare to discern? Point one, we must go to God and ask for wisdom, for understanding, so we know how to discern. Point two, we must know the fundamentals of the Bible. And point three, we must test all things against the whole Bible. As we approach the day of Thanksgiving, let us all be very thankful for the truth and understanding that God has allowed us to have, and never take this gift that he has given us for granted.